둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Save big money on your next upgrade now at Menards. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. With over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from, Mohawk Tile provides long-lasting charm in any space. Visit the store and Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at Menards.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here. Check out the series. You know what to do. Like what you see, what you hear. Hit that subscribe button. I put out 3 new interviews every single week. That's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. All the usual spots like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, it's Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guests, Vera Farmiga and Cherry Jones. We're going to be talking about the new Apple TV Plus series called 5 Days of Memorial. Based on actual events, it chronicles the impact of Hurricane Katrina and its aftermath on a local hospital and the exhausted caregivers that were forced to make decisions that would really follow them for years to come. So I'll be talking to the legendary actresses about taking on the roles and the responsibilities involved in telling a story like this, telling a story that's based on these real events in which like 45 bodies were found in the aftermath of the storm in this hospital. We'll discuss how the series reflects the breakdown of the healthcare system during the recent pandemic, as well as the moral ambiguity of the doctors and nurses' choices, coupled with the sympathy for really everyone involved. We also get to hear why Cherry finds herself attracted to tales of caution, especially paired with her work in roles like Succession and The Handmaid's Tale. And we'll hear from Vera, too, about portraying a character who's so deeply rooted in her faith. It was an amazing, amazing, well-done series. And I can't wait to talk to them both about it. We're discussing 5 Days at Memorial. It's Kyle Meredith with Vera Farmiga and Cherry Jones.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. We were just saying that it's an appropriate name for our series, Consequence.
Oh, that's deep. Well, it's such a pleasure to meet both of you. And I got to tell you, it is incredible to watch you both on screen in this, in 5 Days at Memorial, which... You know, here's a story that's been framed. You know, it's an event that's been framed. It's been told. It's through the news, through a book. Why did you want to be a part of this story? Why was it important to you both?
It was important on so many different levels for me. Number one, I know I need to do it if I get scared of doing it. It's just something that, I'm motivated by my fear and insecurity. Like, I was scared to take on this role. It felt like an enormous responsibility. There was this story touches on so many different relevant topics. You know, an event, a natural disaster like Hurricane Katrina blows in, and it just breaks up that very settled way of the way society functions, right? And it exposes all the stuff that doesn't work. about how the government operates, how healthcare systems operate, you know, the socioeconomic injustices, prejudice, the whole gamut, right? It's all in here. And so it's a powerful piece. It's this incredible disaster action-packed movie thriller, but it's also it's vital and it's important, this story. It's a way of looking at our past, you know, which is eerily reminiscent of what our healthcare workers have been going through as of late with the pandemic. You know, what happened in the great city of New York in the absence of national strategy and preparedness, right? And we got to look to the past to be able to change the way we operate.
And Cheri, it's kind of the same question for you, because here you all have these characters that you take on that almost have this moral ambiguity, you know, that's kind of painted throughout. You know, what was it for you, Cheri, that was important for this story?
I just mentioned earlier that I saw the first article about the bodies having been found in the New York Times a couple of weeks after the waters had receded. And I had immediately such sympathy for the poor family members who'd lost their loved ones at that hospital, away from them and all of that. But I also had tremendous sympathy for the doctors and nurses, knowing that there was no way any of us could imagine what they had gone through and what the terrible responsibilities they were carrying through all of this in the most horrendous of circumstances, with bodies degrading, their own included, from heat, and their minds being affected by lack of sleep. And for these people to then be tormented, I wanted to play my character in this dramatization because I had tremendous respect for her. Mm-hmm. And for all the moral ambiguity, at the end of the day, I know that will be debated and discussed at the end of this series, but I hope also, as people sit at home, they also wake up a bit and say, now, what are we going to do about all of this? If it just starts, adds to the conversation, even a scintilla, it'll have worth.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Well, the amount of acting that you all do throughout this, and I think that's a very obvious statement, but you know, when that camera holds on you both and what you do, even in the silent moments, Vera, as an actor, like, how taxing is it to stay in that mode? Because for those first, six episodes, like, it's a heavy weight on your face.
Some days it's easier than others. Depends upon my hormonal cycle. No, it depends. It really does depend. It wafts in and out. Sometimes it's really difficult. I was separated from my children at the time, ages 10 and 12, for 4.5 months. And so that abandonment compounded with the character's abandonment, you know, so you draw on what you do. And some days it's easier than others. Some days you got to deliver. So, I mean, you're being paid to deliver. So you've got no choice but to deliver. And the ways you go about as an actor trying to find that, when you can't find it, you always go back to your scene partner and you take it off the scene partner, you know, and you take it from anything you can gather, whether it's diapers on the floor with feces, you figure it out. I mean, the set design was so incredible. The details, like the job was done for us because we just, you know, the art direction, the set design were so epic and nuanced that, like, you know, you were just there visually.
I had the pleasure of going through that set with Cheri Fink, who wrote 5 Days at Memorial, the book, and she was blown away. Yeah. She said, she literally walked on the set and said, oh my gosh, and there should be a soda machine right around. It's there. I mean, you know, it was absolutely, I think there was there was like one potted palm that she wasn't sure would have been there. But I mean, it was it. It was the eye for detail was extraordinary.
Yeah, I'm sure that does so much help too. Yeah, Cherry, and coming from like Succession, The Handmaid's Tale, you know, these stories in their own ways of stories of caution. Like, do you find that there's a reason why you're drawn to those type of stories?
Yes, because I'm hopeful. Mm-hmm. But stories of caution have some worth at the end of the day.
and in these moments, like there are moments in this where it's so there, like hope is not, does not feel like it's going to be there, you know.
No, it does not. But when you give people tools, dramatic, artistic tools, to sort of look at situations in a different light, you know, anything that gets us thinking socially is good.
Yeah. And Vera, even your character, I mean, the conflicts, I don't know if your character has the conflict, but as the viewer with her faith, with her religion, you know, as in one part of the show, we're talking about doctors playing God and like how much of that's, you know, maybe in your head and the backstory did you have to keep as you were progressing forward?
Oh, that's an interesting question. You know, I didn't, the phrase playing God doesn't mean anything to me because I didn't judge my character at all. Like there's no judgment for her. But what was important to me was her relationship with God and her spirituality. And it's not often that you get to explore that facet of a characterization. How does that character have a superpower? Does that character have a concept of God that is so incredibly meaningful and integral to the mindset of that character and how that, what that character relies on and how she operates. And it was a huge part of this one, which was incredible for me to explore. And certainly I mean, I can't speak for Anna, you know, I don't even pretend to, but I'm sure it would be something, 'cause she has spoken about it, what that relationship meant to her. You know, and how much she relied on it.
Well, the whole conversation's on right and wrong and what this offers. It's such an interesting thing and it's so well done. Thank you all both so much for the work that you've done. And seriously, it was so great to meet you. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this.
Thank you for wanting to.
My thanks to Vera Farmiga, Cherry Jones, 5 Days at Memorial, now playing on Apple TV Plus. And let me just repeat what they were saying. It's so well done. The acting is so incredible in this. The storytelling, for days afterwards, days, me and my wife would sit around talking about this. And you know, that's the mark of a great show right there. Just talking about whether anyone was right and wrong, whether the doctors should have done what they'd done, if they did what they did. Yeah, there's so much left on the table to kind of discuss and hopefully, as they said, will actually lead to some changes in our own healthcare system. That's just a big recommendation right there to check out 5 Days at Memorial. So a big thanks to you as well for checking out this this interview and the series. I do hope you hit that subscribe button while you're here. Again, 3 new interviews sent your way every week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at iTunes and Apple Podcast, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media spots, Instagram, Facebook, mostly Twitter. All three of them, the address is at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.